From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea's ceremonial head of state will lead a high-level Pyongyang delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea later this week. Kim Jong-nam, the head of the North Korean parliament, is being accompanied by three other officials and 18 support staff. The United States will be represented at the opening of the Olympic Games by Vice President Mike Pence, who arrives in Seoul on Thursday. Two people are dead and dozens injured after an Amtrak passenger train apparently traveling on the wrong track collided with the freight train early Sunday in the southern U.S. state of South Carolina. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says emergency crews quickly arrived to find a horrific scene.
Well, it's a horrible thing to see, to understand the force that's involved. I mean, two trains, that's about as forceful as you can get. The engine of the first engine of the freight train, of course, was torn up, and the single engine of the passenger train, the Amtrak train, which was headed south, was barely recognizable.
The two killed were identified as Amtrak employees. McMaster said a total of 116 people were taken to hospitals for treatment. U.S. President Donald Trump says a disputed Republican Party memo alleging FBI investigators abused their powers in the probe of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election vindicates him, despite the view by most Democrats. Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller is looking into any collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Moscow. And an extreme right Italian politician showed no remorse Sunday after a shooting rampage carried out earlier in the day in which six African people were wounded. 28-year-old Luca Trani is being held in prison for multiple counts of attempted murder.